Elishu Chelek Beis Kuf Samech Tes. The 10th chapter is entitled Mabat Kadima Veloy Achoranis, looking forwards, not backwards. I must mention here that one should look here at the first volume, Daf Kuf Nun Tes. There is a paragraph there that appears to contradict what you say over here. In the volume of the Revolver's letters, somebody challenged him on this. What about Chelek Aleph Kuf Nun Tes and Chelek Beis Kuf Samech Tes? And Revolver responded to him that there is no contradiction whatsoever, and he explained why there isn't. Which is to be aware of this whole issue. At any rate, Seilu Seilu Panu Derech Harimu Mechshu Melechami. We're trying to remove obstacles. Haloymed Musar. A person who's learning Musar, Omed Lifanim Al Hergelo Midah, sometimes comes across a habit that he has, or a Midah, She'enam Pelumim Klal Es Matzavo Anochi, that are completely incompatible with his current state. It's just not compatible. It's not appropriate. Hem shirayim mishnos yeladusay, and they are leftovers from his childhood. It's a carryover from childhood. Rabim shalim es atzma miyad. Many ask themselves immediately when they discover this. If when yivas isnaguzay, where does that come from? Where does it stem from? Umenasim liyizacher mikrim mishnos yeladusay. They try to dig up out of the past from their childhood certain events that perhaps caused what this. Says the author, Mabat ze achoranitz lo yavi kol toilas. This backwards gaze, looking back in time, will not bring benefit. Modern psychology treats certain complications, literally sibuchim, phenomena, whatever, in this way. Shemenasim legalos is a petza nafshi, by trying to discover some psychic wound. Trauma, in English, trauma, shenigram l'adam b'tkufa k'duma b'chayav, that a person had in some early part of his life, u'mimenu hispateach ha'sibuch u'nechi, from which developed the current undesirable condition. Im be'emes umdim ala petza zeh, the belief is if you indeed ascertain this wound and find it, ne'elam ha'sibuch, you'll be able to treat the complex. Nashir esder ha'tipul hazeh bidei psychologim, we're going to leave this type of treatment to psychologists. And furthermore, only for such serious, such severe complications and phenomena, that a person is really sick. We're not dealing with that over here. We're not dealing with pathology. A person is not an expert in this, will not succeed at all in treating himself in this path. In contrast, what is the Musar approach to this situation? Not to dig into the past. Not to search for early experiences in one's life. To which one could attribute the formation of this particular midah or habit. It's not looking backwards where a person will be able to rectify himself, rather looking forwards, looking to the future. We've already explained the great fundamental. This was above on page Kuf Samech Aleph. Just a few pages back, we explained the fundamental idea. She'ein davar banefesh she'ein lotakana. There is nothing in one's psyche that cannot be improved. Kadosh Baruch Hu did not create failures that cannot be treated or situations that can't be treated. Gam limud musar levad, just learning musar, that in itself, rav kochol shenos hagilui midos, has tremendous power to change habits and midos. Here's a definition of midah. Midos hen tziurim keitzad lifoil ulagiv b'matzav mesuyam. This is a remarkable definition. Midos are mental images as to how I should behave or respond in a given situation. Also, we speak about this as well. A person has a portfolio of images as to what to do when a child knocks over a cup, or where the employee hasn't done something that you expect him to do. We have certain mental ideas as to how to respond. These mental images can be changed to other images which are more appropriate. We will speak about this in the set of essays deals with avoida musaris. Hergelim reim, when it comes to bad habits, hem neisel efeka zehirus b'mesilas yishrim, they're treated in that chapter in Mesilas Yishrim, zehirus, where the Ramchal writes in inyan hazehirus, the concept of zehirus, shiye hadam nizhar umfakeach al ma'asav, to be aware, to supervise, so to speak, his actions, levilti yazev nafshei lesakanasa avadoi nechaz v'chalil, not to forsake his soul to the danger of destruction, velo yelech b'malach hergeloi, not to walk in his habits, like a blind man in the dark. Yirmiyahu bemoaned the evil of his generation, and he said about them, this is the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, of course, Ein ish nicham al rasei, no person regrets his evil. V'hainu shayu rodifim v'olchim mimutzas hergelam, says the Ramchal. What Yirmiyahu meant is that they just carried on in their habits, the bad habits, never stopping to think about it and to change, says the author now. Milimuda zerus. Part of learning zerus is lemayen kol hayagelim shalom, to classify habits, line them up. I have this and that, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, these and those habits, and to classify them. Lechazek esatovim, and then once you classify them, to strengthen the good habits, ulvatel hareim shalom, and then to negate the bad habits. Me'achitut ba'avar shelanu lo titzmach lanu teles. By scratching, digging in our past, no benefit will accrue. Einenu ela hoive shelanu v'amavat kedem. What we have is the present and looking forward. Lachlif tziure midois ra'ois, again, to change mental images of negative midois, ultaken hergelim ra'im, and to repair bad habits. Oid inyan samu yeshkan. There's one further hidden concept over here. Baal pachad Yitzchak, the author of Pachad Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Hutner, haya imer, Rabbi Hutner used to say, this is a concept that we had earlier in this volume, that the main kefirah in the terms of the footsteps of Mashiach will be denial of choice. Earlier in the Sefer we discussed this, when we discussed the concept of a mensch and bechirah in general, and we made this point, how more and more people have this tendency, mentioned particularly in the context of the justice system, where there's a greater and greater tendency to just exempt people from responsibility on the basis of lack of choice. Kach ala salonu biyameinu. This is where we've got to. Ki roiv mishpatei umois. Again, he's speaking about this, the idea of justice systems around the world. Imtzu es ashita. More and more they adopt this approach. She'ein lehashim es balei hastiyos abilti tiv'iyos. That one should not at all have any claim against people with all sorts of tendencies, those whose yetzer pushed them to murder and the most severe transgression, because they were compelled, they had no choice. There are even psychologists who take this approach. The seductiveness of this approach has spread widely, to the point where even within the Torah camp there are those who accept this, im biyodim or b'yodim, whether knowingly or not. Ha'imed mul yetzarim afelim v'hergelim reim, a person who confronts dark yetzarim within himself and bad habits, yuchal lenachem atzmo v'rachshav, he can console himself and think, bevaday zigorim ba'ava wa Hashem, it's something in my past that is responsible for this. V'loy bi'ashma, it's not me, nothing to do with me. Uma yecholti lasu, what could I have done? Uma ochal asach achshav lasu, what can I do now? Halo muchach ani mezeh, I'm compelled. There's just no choice, it's something within me. Hare yesh kan kefira b'vchira. What the person is doing is denying b'vchira shi ha'yesod shel kol ha'Torah kula, which is the foundation of all of Torah. He's denying it. Ha'adam einoy tzroir shel dechafim v'tzayim. A human being is not a bunch of impulses and trays amachichim osep chol masu, that just force him to do what he does. Gam chazal melamdim oyesonu, ki abichayin ma'ala elyona. Furthermore, there's a point we've made a number of times. He's referring to this paragraph in Rabbeinu Yonah, who counts the 10 uppermost achievements, which are all mitzvahs to say. There we discussed that bechira is a ma'ala. Ma'ala means something that's acquired. Veloi ko'ach pashut, shadam ishtamesh bo mimeila uvismidus. Not something simple that we just use all the time automatically, not at all. It's a mala aval b'chol lizkoizla. However, it's certainly within a person's ability to earn b'chira b'chiras al pia and to live according to it. Lachain, once again, yesh lanu liyizaheru, should beware. Me'agisha chatetanis, this approach of, again, scratching, digging, lechapes gurumim be'avar, letoifoes shlilios b'nefesh, to search for past causes of negative phenomena within our soul. Navchin b'tofes k'mo she'nachshav, rather, let's detect phenomena as they are now, ve'na'aseh esan ne'iseh lelimud musa ul'avodah musaris, turn them to a subject for learning musar and for working. To turn them into a project. Veneda ne'eman, I know full well, ki yachol luchal ein be'ezras Hashem, that we can certainly do this. I made a note for myself to look at Chelek Aleph, the first volume, Daf Kuf Nun Tes, in the very last paragraph. Adkan.